Andy Cahoon, a very good afternoon to you, General Manager of Communications at SA Rugby. Hello, Andy.
Good afternoon, Mike. I'm eating sourdough, but I'm not making it.
But do you remember when everyone, whatever the key ingredient, yeast, you couldn't get yeast. All right, let's talk. Great. It's going to be hot weather for the Sevens. I hope the guys are going to be okay because it's a deeply stressful activity at the best of time.
Well, it's going to be a hot weekend for sure because it is a sort of a next level experience, isn't it, Mike? We do have a lot of fun with the Cape Town Sevens. The 28 teams have arrived from around the world. We give them a welcome pack that includes sunblock, and hopefully the Northern Hemisphere guys know to apply it. But, it's going to be a hot weekend.
Right. When does it start? What's the format? Presumably women's competition, men's competition running in parallel.
That's right. Yeah, we've got 12 women's teams and 16 men's teams. We've got South African men and women both playing. They're both playing on Friday, and they'll both be playing on Saturday and Sunday as well. Three games for the Blitzbox on Saturday. Same for the women as well. And after the performance in Dubai last weekend, where the Blitzbox came out on top after a poor tournament in Hong Kong, yeah, we're pretty excited about the prospects.
Are there still tickets available?
There are, yep. Normally we sell out pretty quickly, but there are tickets available for all 3 days through ticketmaster.co.za, ranging from about R300 on Saturday and Sunday.
All right. It's not quite had the profile this year, I think partly because of the World Cup Sevens earlier in the year, which most of us sort of thought, well, that's Cape Town Sevens for the year. It sort of dulled the impact a bit.
I think you're spot on, Mike. Yeah, I think people thought, well, that was the Sevens. And it was a different tournament. There were more teams. It was a longer day. The weather wasn't right, was it, in September? And there was a 15-hour day there. We've gone back to the traditional Cape Town Sevens, a shorter format, a lot more fun, a lot of entertainment. We've got the Cape Town Philharmonic performing on Sunday at the Sevens, which is unheard of at a Sevens event. So we're pretty excited about the entertainment we're putting on. For us, a lot of the Sevens is about the bits between the rugby as well. So we spend a lot of time and effort on making sure that when people attend, they do get a full experience.
And explain the three-day structure to me, because it used to be 2 days. You had your group phases 1 day, and then you went through your three knockouts the next day. How does it spread over 3 days?
Well, it's actually expanded because of the inclusion of the women's teams. We used to just have 16 men's teams, but now with 12 women's teams as well, it just means there's more matches to be played. But the fundamental format is pools. So the Blitzbox, they're in a pool with Fiji, France and Canada. They'll play them one match on Friday afternoon. And then on Saturday, the Blitzbox play Fiji and France. And there's been a change in the format. And the close of Saturday will be the quarterfinals in the cup competition. Then we go into Sunday with some of the other competition playoffs in the morning, and then semifinals and final at 8 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Okay, so one pool game, then two pool games, and a quarterfinal, and then semifinal and final if the Blitzbox go all the way.
Brilliant, Mike. You got that very quickly. That's spot on.
you old flatterer. Tickets available at Ticketmaster. It's on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Andy, good luck with the event. It's a very popular event in Cape Town. People will be out in their fancy dress. And I think people are just waking up. Oh, it's on again. I was among many who thought that those Rugby World Cup Sevens that happened earlier in the year were the Cape Town Sevens of the year. And this one snuck up on me a bit. But it's always a great event and brings a lot of money into Cape Town and a lot of fun at this time of year.